A French tribute band was coming to town called the Blue Man Group. They spelled it B-L-E-U and wore berets, and that was wrong, so I loaded up my pistol and went to the show. I was expecting no more than postmodern mimes clowning around on stage in bright body paint, acting all blue. But I was gonna make it more entertaining than that. I came to make the Blue Men red. I wanted to watch their heads pop like Cabernet grapes. I wanted to hear those lines scream. I wanted to make the Blue Men red. They cavorted on stage with surreal and fantastic instruments. They danced and sang to weird music, choreographed to unnatural body movements. They were inhuman. They had to die. So I cocked my pistol and took aim. But then I noticed something odd. They were blue because they were already dead. I wanted to make the Blue Men red. I wanted to watch their heads pop like champagne corks. But the Blue Men were already dead. Their eyes were yellow orbs jittering around. Their flesh was mottled with deoxygenated blood and bruises. They lunged around like zombie Harpo Marxes, honking on their horns with evil intent. I steeled myself up and got ready to fire. But then the guys started eating the audience and coming right at us. They didn't say anything because, well, they were mimes. But I still knew they hungered after my brain. I wanted to see those Blue Men red. I wanted to make the Blue Men dead. So I attacked my pistol and shot every last one in the head. But they weren't normal zombies. The gunshots hadn't killed them. They weren't very organized without their heads anymore, and, well, they couldn't really eat anyone anymore either. They just lumbered around aimless. They were just dead. Dead! Headless dead! Headless dead! Headless French dead! Well, I survived that night, and I drove home kind of admiring their art after all. In fact, I thought about starting my own tribute act, so I lifted one of their bloody brain berets to my mouth, and I fed.